She slipped past and led the way down the corridor, then drew up short at the medbay's open door. Assuming the worst, Ben stopped 3 steps behind her and reached for his lightsaber.
You're awake?
Vistara gasped.
How?
Any suspicion that her astonishment was part of an act was quickly alleviated by the sound of Dion Stad's groggy voice.
Just tough.
A bunk rail clanked as Dion pulled against a safety restraint.
Hey, can you help me get this off? I've got to use the refresher, something awful.
Actually, you don't, Ben said, stepping past Vistara into the medbay. That's probably just the catheter you're feeling.
Catheter?
Dion croaked. He was lying beneath a thin medbay blanket, with sweaty hair and sunken eyes. Both wrists were in safety restraints, a precaution to prevent him from thrashing about in his sleep and ripping out the IV drips in his arms.
How long have I been out?
Not as long as you should have been, Ben said, going to his side.
Dion's force aura still felt tenuous and feeble, as though he were only about half alive. But his breathing did not seem labored, and he appeared reasonably alert.
How are you feeling?
I was mauled by a rancor once, Dion said.
He turned to meet Ben's eyes, but his gaze remained oddly vacant.
This is worse.
I'll bet.
As Ben stepped closer, he shot a hand out and grabbed the top edge of the blanket. A clank sounded as Dion's hands jerked instinctively against his wrist restraints, but his eyes remained dead and expressionless. Ben frowned and asked,
"How's your sight?"
Ah!
Dion's head sank back in his pillow.
That's what you were testing.
And you didn't answer my question.
Ben pulled the blanket down and saw that the bandages wrapped around Dion's torso remained clean. At least that was what he had expected.
Did you see my hand move, or just sense it through the force?
Dion's eyes remained fixed on the ceiling.
I hear prosthetic eyes are even better than real ones.
Ben sighed and started to assure Dion that he was right about prosthetic eyes, then heard the soft hiss behind him and turned to find the medbay door sliding shut. He raised a hand toward the control panel, but before he could use the force to depress the slap pad, a muffled sizzle sounded inside the circuitry box. Half a heartbeat later, the tip of a crimson lightsaber burned through the cover plate and destroyed the retraction mechanism with a quick circle.
Vistara!
Ben crossed to the door, his own lightsaber already in hand.
You don't want to do this!
Not really.
Her muffled voice was already fading as she raced toward the exit ramp.
But I have my orders.
Ben reached the door. Too wise to actually look through the hole Vistara had cut through the control panel, he expanded his force awareness to the rest of the shadow. He found her presence well forward and already descending the boarding ramp.
She did it again?
Dion asked. Ben glanced back to find Dion's head turned toward the door, his vacant eyes fixed on the hole that used to be a control panel.
I thought you couldn't see, Ben replied.
I can't.
Dion's gaze drifted towards Ben's face.
But I can smell burned circuits and feel how angry you are. Even an Academy flunkout can figure that out.
Actually, I'm not all that angry.
Ben turned back to the door, then ignited his lightsaber and began to cut his way out.
She didn't even try to kill me.